get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything, citizens' comments?
We did not have anybody present for citizens' comments, so I just had briefly updated Randy and Kayla about some possible funding that would be coming down through that new stimulus package there on the Recover America Act there. So those are some issues that we're going to be probably dealing with as we move down the road here. Certainly no great details on it yet, but certainly might be some additional funds available and just have to figure out how you can properly use them. So,
Refute miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims.
And it is getting close to the end of the month, so we need to look at payroll claims there. So,
Board of Equalization meeting, Treasurer Crystal Deck, her first meeting as official treasurer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Red Willow County Treasurer Crystal Deck was in yesterday. She actually had two different items for us. First one was a motor vehicle tax exemption application. This was for Community Hospital. They had bought a new Dodge Ram vehicle. This vehicle's being utilized by the maintenance staff for different work around the facility. It is classified under charitable, so it did meet the necessary criteria for the exemption, so we did approve that. Second, then, Crystal presented us with two different tax roll corrections. The first one, number 36, was actually in regards to 2018 real estate taxes, and it was a case where a homestead exemption was disapproved. So that added $1,637.58. The second one, then we get more on track. It was 2021 personal property. This was a tax roll correction. Number 5 is a case where a business was sold, so these taxes had to be accelerated, and that amount was $26.64. So nothing huge there, but a couple items that certainly need to be taken care of. And certainly glad that we had Crystal there yesterday, and she's going to do fine. Definitely got complete confidence in her abilities, and she'll be a great treasurer. So,
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and you had a couple of items on the consent agenda.
We did. Yesterday was a super short meeting, and I just kind of odd for this time of year, but we actually had three items on the consent agenda. The first one was approving the minutes from previous Board of Commissioners meeting. We had to act on that separately due to the fact that Kayla Richards had missed last week's meeting, so therefore she would have to abstain on that. We did approve those minutes. And then moving on, the next two items we referenced earlier, miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims. The grand total there was $285,742.84. Out of that, I believe there was a little over $17,000 in health insurance claims, so not a huge amount in regards to that. And then the last item, we need chairman's signature on oversized load permit for Star House Moving. What this is, they're going to be moving a double-wide modular. It's located west of town on Road 717. From that location, they're going to go west to Road 379 and then travel on that road north on into Frontier County, where it would find its destination there. So we did approve that permit. They paid their fee, and it's good to go. They're scheduled to move that house on next week on 3/30 of 2021. Obviously, it'll depend on whether we're getting any rain like we are this week, next Tuesday, but certainly that's their scheduled date there.
That could be interesting, moving something that large on a roads on today, like today.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just not going to happen because this is a 28-foot-wide house, 66 feet long, and 17 feet tall. So that's going to take a lot of different utilities to follow them around, too, there. So
I had to cut a couple of correspondents.
We did. Item number one in correspondence, this was a notice from the Tax Equalization and Review Commission, also known as TURC. We had a few parties last summer that did not agree with our decisions on protest hearings. So this was just a notice that these hearings are scheduled on 7/15 of 2021. They're going to be held in North Platte. The hearings are for Scott Snyder in regards to property. He has Greg Broadfoot and then also Jason Myers. So this is a notice and certainly one that the county assessor, Christy Correll, doesn't necessarily always like to have to do, but she's going to have to be in attendance probably along with Deputy County Attorney Phil Lyons for those hearings there. So they'll be definitely handling that. And then the second item was Commission on Law Enforcement. This was just the results of the state inspection of the Red Willow County Law Enforcement Center on 2/24 of 2021. They had come out, went through the facility, everything checked out fine. The inspection was determined that we were in full compliance, but the Jail Standards Board will still review this at their May 7th meeting and have any further discussion on it. But it's always good when you get a clear vote of confidence on your operations and knowing that everything's staying in compliance. So that's excellent news.
Wow, what a short agenda.
Yeah, we were just barely past 9:30 and we're already adjourning there. So hopefully next week we'll have a little more activity on it. I know where we skipped the meeting here a couple weeks ago, we definitely were planning on meeting on the 29th of this month. So we'll be there again next Monday.
All right, next Monday, once again, 9 o'clock. And again, the meetings are always open to the public if they want to come on by.
Yes, we certainly always welcome the public to attend. A lot of times people just come and sit in on the meetings, but certainly if there are any concerns, we'll if you don't make citizens' comments period, we'll make time for you to address your needs with the board there. So we certainly want to let people know that we're there to work for the people and certainly hear everything they need to let us know that's on their mind. So,
and now on to Earl's bracket now. Let's talk about Earl's bracket. No, let's not talk about it because my bracket's even worse.
Yeah, you just had to bring that up, didn't you?
But you know what? There was one guy, and I'll get those standings out later on to you guys, but your buddy Jim, not bad.
I know. We were joking the other day about some of his sleepers, and he's right on target there, but yeah, myself, half of my Final Four has already exited the tournament, yeah. So that doesn't really vote very well for my standings anyway.
What a tournament. What a bunch of upsets. I mean, KU got blasted last night, yeah. and Ohio State, I had them as my champion. They're out. And I had Illinois my champion. They're out. I had Ohio State in the Final Four. They're out. So
the Big Ten, for having all those teams in there,
stunk it up.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're playing that bad, but it's that time of year. That's why they call it March Madness, because there's always some crazy things that happen there. So
appreciate the time as always, sir. Have a great day on this continued rainy day.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take it. I mean, because we know in Nebraska it'll dry up as soon as it got wet here. So